You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to
MZ.
Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
It's honestly amazing that we're not... when was the last time we were all together?
A month ago?
Whenever Jaime was here?
Yeah.
And who's been the one missing every time we get together?
Is it Eric?
Was it Juan?
I think it's Eric.
Joaquin.
Oh my God, please don't talk about Joaquin Phoenix.
No, we're talking about you. So why can't you be here today again? You got COVID?
Because no, I'm cleaning my old apartment and we have stuff still in there and we're moving to the new apartment.
But didn't you start moving like 2 weeks ago?
I did. Mm-hmm.
How long do you have that lease on that old apartment? Aren't you supposed to be out by now?
Well, we had an overlap because whenever the new apartment was available, it was like October 30th, and we try to extend it as far as possible. So they said that as the far they can go is to hold the new apartment is like the middle of November. So we started on the 11th, and it's just a lot.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
And it's just me and him. So we're having to carry, like, in one day I rented a U-Haul, and like within like 6 hours we moved all the furniture, the beds, dining room table, like everything. And then that day we were so exhausted, and I didn't recuperate until like, I don't know, a couple of days.
It took you 2 days to recuperate from moving everything into a U-Haul truck, moving it, driving mm-hmm. it, and then just unloading it.
Yep.
Getting old.
You might have COVID.
Yeah. Did your antibody test result come back?
Oh yeah.
I didn't even check. I didn't see the results.
They just opened a fast testing center like behind my house. However,
I saw they're coming out with a 30-minute COVID at home COVID test that you can take, like a pregnancy test.
Oh, you just pee on it?
I guess. I don't know.
I'd do that.
It looks like it.
I'll do that on the show. How much is it though? It's not going to be like $20. How much is a pregnancy test, Clark?
I don't know.
Probably $29.95.
Oh, you don't know that for a fact? You never had to buy anybody that one? Like a pregnancy test, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No scares.
Oh, no. No. I mean, there's a fundamental flaw why I wouldn't have to buy someone a pregnancy test.
Right.
Oh, you got to sleep with them first.
Yeah.
There you go.
And even then, I've slept with many girls, but we haven't had sex. So.
Right. You were just bunking with, you had the bottom
right.
bunk?
Yeah. Yeah. We're just cuddle buddies.
Yeah. How much is a pregnancy? So would it be about the same price, you think, Eric?
I have no idea. I didn't even see the price.
Oh.
That rapid testing place they opened by me is $200 for the test or $60 for the antibody test. But it's like 15-minute results.
Well, also, I'm kind of thinking about what's behind your house, and I hope they're not doing tests in those apartments.
Basically.
Oh, no. No. Not getting tested there.
I'm going to go back to Eric moving for a second, because Eric realized he was moving an hour before showtime to tell me he wasn't going to be here.
Wow.
Like, he forgot that he was still moving.
Well, no, I didn't forget. It's just, I thought I was going to...
Oh, you were
going to
do it this morning, and then you didn't realize you're going to be doing it this long?
Yeah, I thought that we had got the majority of the stuff, and
I
was going to be available during the showtime.
I gotcha. I thought he just like, oh, I forgot I'm still moving. I still have half my stuff in Dallas. How do you like that new area you're living in, Trump County?
Oh, I like it a lot. Yeah, they're treating me very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's hardly any crime. You know, I'm registered for the Neighbors app, so you get alerts whenever someone reports like suspicious activity.
Strange,
or
interracial gay couples moving into the neighborhood.
Yeah. I think I didn't get a notification because, you know, it's obviously, you know, me. so it didn't pop up on my my little radar. But yeah, nothing really happens over here. Just like a lost pet 20 miles from here.
But you do like it? How long is it to drive from your house to your new place to here, the studio?
Oh, 30 minutes.
That's so it's only like bad. 10 minutes more than what it was before? Or about what the same? Is it about the same distance from your last place to here?
Well, first of all, wait a minute. First of all, he's got to drive from his new place to the studio.
Oh, he hasn't done that yet. Good point.
According to Google, it will take me 19 minutes to get to the studio from where I'm currently living now. So that's about 3 minutes more.
Oh, that's not bad.
Place. Yeah.
And it's Euless? Where are you living?
Useless.
Yeah. It's Euless, Bedford, Hearst area.
Ugh. Well, as long as you're having fun there.
Having fun.
So, all right. A few weeks ago, Eric did take an antibodies test to see if he currently has or has had COVID. Do you have you don't have the results? You haven't opened the email yet?
I'm looking for them now. Oh. It was supposed to be included.
Included?
Yeah, with all the other tests. Oh.
Yeah, it's like a comprehensive.
I want you to read the... Yes.
I kind of feel like STD. We're on Mari Povich.
Tell us the results of your cholesterol.
I'm not going to tell you that.
That's too personal.
Well, wait a minute. Actually, total cholesterol. It says I'm in good range. I'm in the green.
For cholesterol?
Mm-hmm. That's what it says. It says from a range of 125 being, low cholesterol, and the high being 199. I mean, I'm like in the middle. It says I'm low risk.
I don't know about that. I want to recount.
That's what
it says. Stop the counting. You're good. Tell them not to test anymore. You're good. No more tests.
Oh, so one thing about our new apartment, I forgot to mention. So there's these damn kids outside.
Uh-huh.
And it's like in a courtyard. So every day since we moved in, they have been going bonkers outside. And I actually have audio. I wish I would have sent it to Michael. So one of the bedrooms is like facing the courtyard, like one of the windows. And you can literally hear the kids like as if they're in your apartment, like with you, just playing and screaming.
So what are you going to do about it?
Oh, well,
I'm
probably going to again, but no, I reported them because, well, I kind of had the last straw when there was two little girls out there, like around 7:30, but it was already dark and we were leaving the apartment to go get something to eat. And the littlest girl, she's probably like 4. And then the oldest one, probably like 6, maybe going to 7, were like screaming on the top, yelling on the top of their lungs, saying that they were home alone. They had no parents. They're by themselves.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, if there was a predator just happened to walk by and hear these kids, I mean,
meanwhile, you're thinking that as you're closing the curtain on the window and turning up the TV.
As I'm walking to my car. Just gonna,
oh, that's gonna right. Leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hope somebody saves them. Beep, beep.
I mean, I don't know where the mom is.
Well, they have no mom.
Apparently. Yeah, I didn't think about it until later when someone else told me. I told them the story and they were like, you should have called CPS. And I was like, oh, you're right. I should have.
Yeah.
as he's at the bar drinking his fifth beer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was the alcoholic giving me this advice. But now I was going to say, if any listeners are an attorney or a lawyer, if they could reach out to me and find out what I can do as a tenant about getting these, rowdy kids under control.
Well, I think the first thing anybody would tell you is to move out of the HEB area and move back into Dallas County. But, you're at least locked in for a year, right?
Yeah, but by law, there's a tenant law where it's a safe and sound law, and you are entitled as a tenant to have a safe and noise-free environment.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Now I don't feel bad about yelling at those kids at my house.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years ago.
You're right, as an American, to have a safe and quiet environment.
Yeah. Well, I thought Clark would have known that already since he has a... business degree, I thought, but right. I guess not.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Unless it went to Trump University.
Well, I'm not well versed in laws regarding
children.
Yeah.
Well, that's business law 101, actually.
Okay. Well, you know what? The minute that you engage in a contract with them and the ability not to make noise, I got your back. But until then,
he's going to type one up right now.
I'm useless and useless.
You're as useless as Euless?
Yeah.
So did you find your results?
I did find my results.
All right. And so this is Eric's antibody results.
I want everyone to be on the edge of his seat, so I told that story just to piss everybody off. So my results, drum roll, please. I am negative.
Wow. So you haven't had it yet.
Wait a minute. That's good.
Oh, okay.
That means he has not had COVID.
Yeah. He's positively negative.
Good.
So that's good.
Yeah. So I have not had COVID currently or in the past 3 months. Someone said 6 months. Someone said that you could have antibodies in your system for 6 months.
It varies. It depends. Yeah. It depends on the person.
And I told someone this, that I haven't had COVID, and they were very surprised that I had not have COVID.
I'm surprised you didn't have COVID, to be honest with you.
Why?
Because you're all out hanging out, mask all out, showing everything, bare in your mouth.
Hair in my mouth.
No, bare in your mouth. Well, I don't know about all that. I'm trying to get intimate.
Bare?
Bearing, like, you know, bearing arms or bearing your mouth all out, unmasked.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, I've been thinking about it because, I mean, yeah, I have been places where I haven't had my mask on, and then it's been crowded, like that one bar I told you about a while back.
I've decided, by the way, I'm not going to eat anywhere in an enclosed restaurant for the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We hit like 2,000 cases the other day. I'm not going out to eat in Dallas, no.
Yeah.
Or Tarrant County. Tarrant County's worse.
Oh, yeah. I think the police sheriff or the whatever his name
the
is?
The police got sheriff? COVID? What is this, 1885?
Yeah. The marshal.
Marshal Dillon. I don't know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He looks like he's in a Western.
He does.
Time period. No, he caught COVID. But no, I can see why, especially over here. Like, nobody over here, no one's worried about it.
Yeah.
And I went to the store. People just walk into the store, no mask. And no one doesn't tell them anything.
Right.
And I said, now I know why the numbers over here are ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I'm going to, and listen, I've taken risks too. We all have. But I'm done going out to eat at a restaurant where if they have a patio, I'll go out to the patio. And I'm not worried about like them touching everything, because they've already said, you know, the COVID may not transfer on. You may not get it from touching something, right? It kind of, the germs don't really survive that long. It's in the air. So I don't want to be in a room where there's 50 different people, you know, from all over where they come from. They're not tested at the door. They may be like Clark and just say, hey, I don't think I have a fever, and then go in to eat, or I don't feel great, but I got to make money. And you know what I mean? So I don't know. So I'm going to go outside. Clark. Right. Yeah. The Clark rule of life.
Look, I feel like I'm bearing too much blame here.
You're the only like Tarrant County person I can kind of point to here. Uh-huh. Spiders of Dallas County. I don't associate with any of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm in a totally different county.
Actually, I think I saw a plaque of Clark, and it was his Model Citizen Award.
Yeah.
For Tarrant County.
Yeah. He had COVID and still made it to work. This isn't the post office. It's not rain, sleet, snow, COVID. We're still going to deliver your mail. No, if you got COVID, don't deliver my mail. I'll wait 2 weeks. By the way, did I tell you this mail story I had the other day?
What, did you get your 7th PlayStation 5?
No. I'll talk about that when we come back from vacation. Because I'm still waiting on some news on some other stuff.
Oh, wow.
But I'll give you an update now. Yeah, I do have 3 PlayStations and an accidentally bought an Xbox.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
Okay.
My career as a scalper. It's really taken off. No, I got somebody mailed a contract thing to me. They needed my signature on, and they overnight it, and they sent me an email saying, hey, just, I need this back as quick as possible. When you get it, there's a self-stamped envelope. Just put it back in that envelope, send it right back, sign it, send it back. Okay. I've done this before. Not a big deal. First off, their first mistake was they sent it through the United States Post Office, and you all know how I feel about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my
Trump.
Chicken shoes. I you know what? I get it now. If I was Trump, I'd do the same thing. Worthless piece of junk, the United States Post Office. Make my chicken shoes go missing for how long?
What if it was chicken shoes that set Trump off?
It might be. He might not have his KFC Crocs. He may be still waiting on him, and that's what made him mad. If that's the case, I'm all for the recount. But so they send me this thing. They didn't send it through FedEx. FedEx always gets it where it needs to go. It's great. I love FedEx. But they send it through the United States Post Office. The guy, my carrier, comes to my house. He delivers all the mail, but not the package I need. He puts that little orange or pink slip in the mailbox. And so I thought maybe it needs a signature to sign the signature. You know what I mean? I got to sign. Maybe I got to sign to sign. So I go out there and I look at why he didn't drop it off. And it says I owe $22.75 of postage in order to get this package. So I'm like, what is this? What is this? Collect mail? Can I just send stuff to people and they pay for it?
Right.
How does this work? I go online. I tell them not to re-deliver. I say, just hold it at the post office. I'll come by tomorrow. I want to figure out. I'm going to be Karen. I'm going to figure this whole thing out. I want to talk to the postmaster general about this. So I go to the post office the next morning. And I give them a little pink slip. They go in the back. They get the package. They come back and they say, yeah, it's $22.75 that you owe because they put it in the wrong envelope. So I said, what does it have to do with me? So I got to pay for this? And she goes, well, or we can send it back. I said, so let me get this straight. This person goes to the post office in Los Angeles. They put this package together. They send it off. Somebody in the Los Angeles post office says, oh, they didn't put this in the right envelope. They know they owe $22 more. So they put it on the next, instead of sending it back. When I was a kid and I would mail stuff to people, if I didn't put enough postage on the envelope, it would come right back and say, not enough postage. It doesn't go out to the destination. So this person says, oh, not enough postage, puts it on the next plane to Dallas. It gets to Dallas and they say, all right, you can have it, but you got to pay for it. If I don't want to pay for it, it goes back. So they put it on a plane. It doesn't have enough postage to get here. They put it on a plane and sends it back to Los Angeles, wasted all this fuel for $22. Then the guy's got to send it back again in the right package and they still lose $22. Like, how is that efficient? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
This makes me very irritated. I was very angry.
Well, a package is a package. I mean, I thought you used to just throw it in the whatever.
Did this add 5 pounds? The wrong packet? By the way, it was an envelope. Did this envelope add 5 pounds? Did it throw the plane off? And that's why you need $22? It missed back. You had to rebalance all the packages in the plane because of this one package because they put it in the wrong envelope. Sir, do you want to pay this $22 or not?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, of course I did. And then I opened it up. I whimper. I put up a big front, but then I whimper and.
That's when you pay for it all in quarters.
Or like pennies.
Yeah.
Legal debt for all tender.
Yep.
No, I said, okay. I said, just doesn't make any sense to me. I said, no wonder you guys are getting out of a job. I didn't say that. I said, thank you, ma'am. Thank you for explaining that to me. Doesn't make any sense. I don't agree with it. But I take it. I open it up. Sign the paper. It was only one piece of paper in an envelope. I sign where I need to sign. Stick it in the envelope and send it right back. Took me 30 seconds. $22. I was minding my own business. And now I got to pay $22 to get a package.
And you know what? As you're sending it back, you should have been really animate about like, now, are you sure this is the right?
I did. I went up to the lady next to her. I said, and really loudly, I hope this is in the right package.
And like, you're about to lick it.
Yeah. But honestly, it's not my problem now. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to put it on the plane to Los Angeles. It's their problem now. They want it. Great. It's collect mail. I'm going to start sending you guys all sorts of stuff. $1,000. You don't know what you're going to get. If you want it, you got to pay the price. You might get a penny. You might get $1,000. But you got to pay the price. Collect mail.
I'll pass.
Oh.
Because I know it's going to be some 80s, 90s movie DVD.
VHS.
Yeah. Even better.
Betamax.
But isn't that crazy? I don't know why I'm so frustrated about it, but it really makes me mad.
No.
Well,
yeah.
No. I mean, you would think that the clerk before, whoever the package is in Los Angeles gave it to the clerk. The clerk, but wait a minute,
Clark?
Before you leave.
Yeah, Clark the clerk.
Yes, Clark the clerk. Another a model employee.
Who had COVID. That's what happened. He came to work. He had COVID, but he said, I'm just going to bear through it. I got to make money. Yeah. So he goes to work with COVID, makes a bad decision, sticks it on a plane. Instead of sending it back to the person it came from and saying, hey, put more postage on this or put the correct package on, put this in the correct package. So ridiculous. FedEx all the way. I hate the U.S. Post Office.
Was the correct package any different than the wrong package?
Yeah, it was red. They put in a blue package. It should have been a red package. Give me a break.
Why? Because it's coming to a red state?
Yeah. By the way, I know we got to take a break, but did anyone watch the Fresh Prince reunion on HBO Max?
No.
Oh, it was so good.
Was it?
Yeah. It was really good. I watched it twice, actually. I cried the first time.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah. Even if you weren't really a huge fan of Fresh Prince, it's really good. You know Will Smith? You know Carlton or LaFonso?
Yeah. What game show is he hosting now?
Is it a game show Price is Right? No, I think it's America's Funniest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They want him to host a game show, right? No, that's LeVar Burton I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
they want him to host Jeopardy. But no, I think he's on America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's right.
And it's so good. The show is just so good. And I didn't realize there was a whole drama. I mean, I was a little kid back in those days, but there was drama between the Aunt Vivs and Will.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I just thought one left the show and they recast it. I didn't realize there was a whole animosity thing going on. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it.
So real quick, is it like a documentary or is it?
No, it's like a reunion. They all come together.
Or is it like a reunion episode?
No. It's not an episode. They just kind of talk about the show. They haven't seen each other in a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a week or so. Because I feel like Will and Alfonso hang out a lot.
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, not right now because of COVID, but I've seen them together quite a bit. You don't think so?
No.
I would love to see them redo, but like if they're going to do a Bad Boys reboot, instead of Martin Lawrence, put Alfonso in there Carlton.
Yeah, but that's why that was so good, because at the same time, Fresh Prince and Martin, were going on. Right. Those were like my two favorite shows then.
Yeah. No, it's still good. I love Martin. I'm just saying, if you're ever going to do a reboot or a comedy duo and you don't want to bring in Martin, put him in there, and he's got to be some sort of like a Carlton character.
See, I think what would be better is you have Carlton, and then you have Urkel as Bad Boys, but then you call it Good Boys.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. Jaleel White and Alfonso Rivera. Is that his last name?
I think...
I don't think that's... Rivera's Hispanic, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to say it was Ribeiro.
Ribeiro sounds right. Anyway, when we come back, the legendary Ed Asner is on the show, so we'll be right back.
MZ Now.
Hey, Dad, everybody, this is Pinky of TV's Pinky and the Brain, and you and I and the Brain are listening to Michael Zavala.
Narf.
MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ Live, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ Live, did the number 5.
Coming soon to AMC.
Oh, that was a close one.
This hallway looks clear.
Let's head down that way.
Quick, into this room.
Seems quiet. Too quiet. I don't like that. You say something?
No. Is that you?
That wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
Light it up! There's coffers in here!
Quick, out this window.
I'll hold them off. You break that glass. Hurry up! They got shotguns and MAGA hats!
I'm almost there.
I can't hold them off.
That was a close one. We almost didn't make that one, Joey. Joey? Joey?
The Coughing Dead. World Unmasked.
You've seen them on the big screen. Now they're back to take over your TV. Charlie Brown and the gang are back with a brand new holiday TV special. It's a Charlie Brown Twerksgiving. Join the Peanuts as they discover the true meaning of Twerksgiving.
Oh, good grief.
Don't miss it.
You'll know it's time to turn the dial when you hear this sound.
I'll give her a D for like, damn, what the hell was that?
MZ Now. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Hi there, this is Chris Floyd, and you're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
We've had a lot of big names on the show, but I don't think we've ever had a true legend. Mr. Asner, how are you?
I'm fine. You can stole that legend crap.
But to us, you are. We were talking about all the work that you've done, you've worked so much. I think at this point you're beyond legendary status.
Oh, I see. Okay. Every week you just zip along.
That's right. What have you been doing to stay busy during this quarantine?
Counting my fingers.
Yeah. About the same as me. I've been doing that and watching Netflix. That's about all I can do.
Yeah, I'm hard of hearing and my eyesight is weakened terribly. So Netflix, I need too much support to watch Netflix.
Well, heck, given the shows they put on recently, you're probably good to not be watching them.
Ah.
No, by the way.
So turn it off.
That's right. By the way, happy early birthday. It's going to be in a few weeks. Do you have any big plans?
Making it.
Yeah, I hear you. We were going through your IMDb the other day and saw that you had about like 10 new projects that are either in the works or about to be released. How do you have the energy to do all of this stuff? I had to drink 3 Red Bulls just to get here to the studio today. So how do you do all these movies?
I woke up with bad energy this morning myself. I've been waiting for your call, and I've been spending a lot of energy waiting for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's worth it.
I have some.
It's definitely not worth it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I have that in common with you too, sir.
You too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Just to have a fraction of your work ethic, I would give anything for, because it's just incredible what, that you continue going and you just don't, you don't stop.
I'm not good for anything else, for Christ's sake. with the declining hearing and declining, and I see my hair needs coming. It's a good thing this is not on video.
Well, we're not much to look at either, sir. So,
right. Are you wearing pajamas?
Close. A sweatsuit, more or less, like the kind of pajamas that you can wear out in public.
Right. Yeah, the presentable pajamas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've got my tops on. I just let my bottoms hang out.
Well, let's talk about your book, Son of a Junk Man, which I really enjoyed. Well, I enjoyed it. I in the beginning of the book, there's a part where you put a water hose in a gas tank when you were a kid. Of course, you didn't do this recently. Yeah. I think you were onto something. I think you were ahead of the curve, because they're working on stuff right now that, cars can run on water and stuff like that. So I think you were ahead of the times.
Do you realize what a relief it would be that the world does not fight over gas anymore?
Right. I know. You're onto something.
That would be something. But then water gives us plenty to fight for. Lead article in the New York Times today is how Mexican peasants amassed a whole body of movement and defied soldiers and took over a Mexican dam. That was, agreed between the two governments to send water to Texas.
Oh, that's interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
Where are you guys based?
We're in Dallas.
Aha! I hit a sore spot, did I?
No. No, we're far away from the border, so we really don't play those politics up here.
I had an uncle who had a fruit ranch in southern Texas. I can't remember where it was.
Oh, cool.
Southern Texas.
Yeah, I had a lot of Texas relatives.
So, Mr. Asner, when I learned that we were doing this interview, I was immediately enthused, and in my real job, I work in a restaurant, and I'm surrounded by, I call them kids, but I mean, you're in their late teens, early 20s, but I also have older bar patrons around. So when I learned of this, I was, going around telling them, like, hey, I'm going to get the interview Ed Asner. And most of the reactions from the younger crowd are like, who's this guy? And the thing is, with your extensive career, I'm able to say, like, no, you know this guy. He's in this. And I'd be able to just show them a picture off of my phone, and immediately you would kind of see a light bulb go off. And they'd be like, huh, what do I know that guy from? Whereas when I turn around and I ask some of the older bar patrons, I mean, immediately it's the Lou Grant character from Mary Tyler Moore Show and the subsequent drama series that followed. But what I'm trying to get at is, these younger kids know you from Elf, and my sister would know you definitely from the great movie Up.
But when you have that kind of career and people are able to pick you out and know you from specific roles from different times in your life, what kind of emotions does that conjure up?
I still got them.
Good. Good.
I found a different way to form.
You know, that's where I kind of have this mad respect for you, is the simple fact that you're still able to turn out thing after thing and people are still hitting you up to join the show or join their show, whether it be in a minor role. In fact, the last time I saw you was in Cobra Kai, and it was just a shot from behind where you were playing this domineering father. And, you know, I immediately just kind of pop up and be like, hey, it's Ed Asner. But, you know, then again, I was watching this by myself, so I wasn't able to be like, hey, look at the screen.
Why not?
We're going to find somebody to watch with you.
Right.
Well, now
that's the bigger issue.
Now, we're going
to
get into
Mr. Asner and I want to know why you were watching it by yourself.
I didn't come here to talk to Mr. Asner about my lonely love.
We have to discover why you were watching by yourself. how ugly is he?
So, not good enough to bring back and watch Netflix, but
So in the book too, you learn a little bit of you talk about learning a little bit of Hebrew when you were growing up. Do you still remember any of that?
I can still read Hebrew. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
and that was before Israel and the Hebrew language was updated to become the language of present-day Israel.
Right.
The Hebrew I learned was biblical.
Kind of like the difference between learning classical Latin and then maybe, I don't know, low-level Italian nowadays.
Yeah. Like that. I started to make some offerings as to what I remember, and then I began to doubt myself, so I think I ought to shut my mouth.
I do that just with the English language. So.
Shalom is peace. It still carries that connotation.
Right.
In both languages.
Well, going back to the book, at the end of chapter 4, you're quoted as saying, even though I never graduated from college, I learned my craft and discovered what eventually would be my passion. Now, I would consider you as someone who perfected their craft. But my question is, did you ever stop learning along in the process? Or do people, when you come on set, do people tend to look at you as a teacher or a master?
Well, because of the age, they ought to automatically do the bowing.
Kind of like you were with John Wayne.
Well, that was before I was an old man.
True.
That was some time ago. But he reacted to me as if I were a short devil.
Gotcha.
That was not going to take any guff.
Yeah, because he's the Duke.
Yeah. And that was fine by me. We got along fine after that first encounter.
And then as far as acting goes, though, do you ever feel like you ever truly master acting, or is it always a learning process?
Well, mastering acting is being able to do a lot of dialogue that's boring, but moves the plot along.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be used to doing the boring crap to carry the story along.
Right.
And hope for the eventual surprise in the dialogue that will give you some life.
Right. So it's finding the nuggets in the story. It's in the
That's
lines.
Right.
Yeah. So
excuse me.
Your dad had this ability to see. Your dad was owned a junkyard, and it's still in the family today.
Right.
Your dad had this ability to see value in what other people saw as junk. So your dad was very resourceful. That was a trait that he had. Did you inherit that trait from your dad? And if so, how did that apply to your career in acting?
Well, Before I throw anything away, I want to make sure that I'm not going to need it.
Right.
And so I keep it in the side bucket. And maybe I can introduce it later on, saying, surprise, right. When I do so. No, it's always the surprises that enliven
right
performance, both for the actor and for the viewer.
Well,
and for you.
That's right.
When you worked on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you worked with Betty White. Do you still keep in touch with Miss White at this day?
She's been difficult to get a hold of, I understand.
Imagine that. Well, no. Yeah. That kind of expands.
I had a big hold on her at one time, but then I let go.
Well, she's kind of become a national treasure as of lately, and that's why I was going to kind of.
She should be.
Oh yeah, no, that's we're not arguing that point, but.
I didn't say you were.
Yes, we didn't say that, Clark.
Why did you say that? Right.
No, but I'm just saying is that with as much work as you're doing nowadays and considering where you're at in your careers, we've kind of feel that you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to this national treasure conversation.
I don't care about that.
Well, are we crazy to think that, though?
Oh, I don't know. You can take whatever. It's a free country, supposedly. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and you can take whatever you want, fella.
So,
and I'll back you all the way until I get sick.
That shows your versatility. We love it. You basically laid your ground on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I mean, you had a background before that, but Mary Tyler Moore is where you really became a household name. And then you go from that comedy setting where, you know, you have the three cameras and the audience laughing and the whole comedic direction to transporting that character, Lou Grant, to a drama. So between comedy and drama, which one do you find to be harder, or do they both present their equal amount of challenges?
Well, if the script is well written, then comedy is the light. And you get instant reward. And you know you're doing well if the audience is boosting you along with a chuckle constantly.
All right, it's that affirmation that you're doing well.
Yeah. It's harder to tell with drama. And then I tend to retreat into myself and see what kind of emotions I'm stirring inwardly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I'm doing enough stirring, mixing the pot well, then I know I've succeeded.
I think the movie Up was the first and only Pixar movie where I cried in the first 5 minutes of it starting. The character,
well, you sure you're a bad boy.
Yeah. The character you created was so real and grounded. Who did you base Carl off of?
No, it was inward.
Right.
It was, I played my age and rejected a troublesome little sprout. And he had a backbone that wouldn't break.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was lovely to test it. And that kid had never performed before.
Really? That was his first performance?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he came on that call because of his older brother.
Wow, I did not know that.
Me neither.
It's such a great... I got to do a rewatch of it because it's so great. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but every time, that first 5 minutes, I always cry.
Yeah.
Looking back at your life, what do you think is the secret to your success and the longevity of your career?
Perseverance.
Yeah. I think you can sum it all up like that. I, you know, just going through your book, perseverance is the theme of the book as well.
Yeah, yeah. In those first few chapters, after some of the adversity you face, I'm like, I don't think I could keep going on. I don't think I could move again.
Right.
I don't think I could do these drastic changes.
Right. Yeah, for
That's
me.
Funny. I had a sleepless night last night, and I went back to my first performance, really, on stage, which was the one that dedicated me to become an actor the rest of my life.
Mm.
And that was the one performance in college that I did, where I played Crayon to a lovely lady who was doing Antigone. And we opened on Friday night at the university and showed up the next day for the Saturday matinee. And the head of the theater called us all together for a conference. And so I went down to listen to the usual crap. And he then went down the whole cast. He said, "You did this because you shouted, and you did this because you shouted, and you screwed up here because you shouted,
yeah.
And you created that because you shouted. And all because of him."
Yeah.
And he pointed to me, and he said, "You shouted your every line." And he implied some personal motive I had in doing so. And I was totally at sea to what he was talking about. I was the goat, and I was to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I realized that there would be no more acting at the college theater. My short life was over as far as acting there went. And I eventually left school after 1 year of college. Mm. So, there you have it.
Yeah, you didn't give up.
Nevertheless.
Right, exactly. Like for me, it's hard for I look up to that so much because for me, I get a blow to my excitement every time somebody like gives me a side eye or says, "Hey, you know, you sucked at this one thing," and then I'm like, "Oh, forget it. I'm just gonna stay in my room. I'm not coming out." You know,
which is every day for him.
Right. So to see that you've gone through so much and still persevered and you know had this incredibly successful career, I really think that sums up your life. Make sure you grab a copy of Son of a Junk Man on Amazon, and then you know you're going to be on TV all over the place come this Christmas time because you're going to be playing Santa again on Elf. We'll see it on every channel,
yeah.
which is so great. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Mr. Asner, thank you so much for your time and giving us so much of yourself over the years. It's really been an honor. We really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the time you gave me.
Thank you, sir. Yeah,
thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, if you're tuning in for the 2020 Twerksgiving special, I hate to inform you, it's not happening this year.
I mean, Clark's standing over there now. If y'all really want to get the twerk.
What mic is he on?
8.
Right now, Clark?
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, is this not special enough for you?
We were talking about...
I can try.
Yeah, we can keep that. We'll put that on TikTok. You're going to go viral.
Oh, sweet.
You know, we were talking about... What, you're off? Oh, I turned you off. Sorry. I did that on purpose.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah, I knew. We were talking about Twerksgiving last year and that we probably weren't going to do it again. I mean, the whole thing was a joke, right? Having a twerking competition on the radio and just Twerksgiving, it's just funny. It's just a joke. But we've done it for so many years now. We skipped 1 year and we did Twerkmas, but it's like the joke's kind of played out. You know what I mean? And
you got to keep it fresh.
Yeah. It's like, do we really want to do this again? It's like if I was a comedian, I was going on stage telling the same jokes over and over and over again. You know what I mean? It's like at some point there's no excitement. We talked about doing a virtual thing and we didn't really land on an answer of what we're going to do this yet or we're going to do this again or are we not going to do it again. We didn't land on any of that. But then COVID kind of made the decision for us.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know what? Let's not do Torque's giving. We're kind of over it. So instead, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a game show. If you're watching the video of this, you can see that Clark is dressed up in a turkey costume.
What do you mean costume?
It looks great, by the way. It fits you just fine. It was the biggest costume they had.
Oh, well, now you're not making me feel good.
It was literally the largest one. I sent it to Clark and I'm like, what size is going to fit you? He goes, I guess get the biggest one. And it's honestly, it's a little snug on him. Oh, sorry, Eric. If you were talking, I couldn't hear you.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Can you see Clark?
Are you watching? No, I wanted to see it.
Oh, well, you can go on Twitch or YouTube or whatever. It's going to be a little bit delayed. You might want to pause or mute it so it doesn't cause feedback. But
wait, what's the Twitch?
MZ Now.
TV. He looks great.
Thank you.
But it is a little snug. Well, wouldn't you say?
You
put it on and Spider asked, are you wearing clothes underneath that?
I think we're detracting from the whole experience right now. I mean, you know what? I'm a stuffed turkey. I'm a stuffed turkey. You're about to put me in the oven.
Okay.
Even though I haven't been plucked and I'm still breathing. But yeah.
All right. Let me do an official introduction here. Can you see him yet, Eric?
Yeah, I see him. And Clark, getting plucked is a gay.
Oh. Ooh.
When you said that, I thought of something totally different than what.
You know what? Actually. That should have been the Thanksgiving deal. Dress me up in a turkey suit. Send me to one of our finer gay establishments and walk in and be like, hey, I need to get plucked.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Is there a fine gay establishment anywhere?
Dude, we have the open. I have to say, we have the finest of the gayest establishments.
Where?
We actually do.
Tallywhackers? Is that still open?
No, that one closed.
What else
Zippers.
Is there?
Zippers, dude.
Zippers closed down too, didn't they?
Oh, come on.
Zippers is gone?
Michael, how did you know that?
Because I used to drive by there all. That's where Wes Davis used to live.
BJ's in excess?
Not at Zippers, by the way.
Not BJ's Brewhouse, but BJ's in excess?
BJ's is still open, but that's like a club. That's not a restaurant.
Well, either way, I think I could get plucked there.
Is there a good gay restaurant that Clark can go to?
Yeah, there's plenty.
Well, name one. Like what?
Master.
Well,
Master.
I know like Havana's is a restaurant during the day, and then the evening it becomes a club.
Wasn't that Ricky Ricardo's club?
No, I think that was the Copa.
Oh, Copa Cabana. All right. Let me give you an introduction. I got some music and stuff for you. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Red State, Blue State, the Thanksgiving edition. And now, here's the turkey ready to get plucked. Clark, the turkey.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you very much, Michael Zavala. All right, is everybody ready to play Red State, Blue State Thanksgiving side plate?
Whoa, I'm excited to be here. Can you tell in my voice?
Now, do we just want to... Sorry, I really...
We've had a lot...
Oh.
Sorry, Ed Asner wanted to come on again.
He wasn't done talking.
He would need to cough a couple more times.
He's still perplexed about my dating life.
Right.
So, well, are we going to do this to where I just ask a question to...
Well, explain the game.
Okay, so the game goes like this.
I'm going to give you another introduction.
Red State, Blue State, Thanksgiving edition, and now here's Clark.
Well, thank you once again. So, I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to name off certain side dishes that one would have with their Thanksgiving meal. This is the most popular side dish by state, but this is how it's going to work. You're going to guess whether it's a red state or a blue state for 1 point. And then for a bonus point, name the state. So you have the ability to get 2 points. And I do have a tiebreaker for the end in case we come up with even Stevens, so to say. So are we ready to begin?
By the way, great show.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Even Stevens. No, Even Stevens was a great show. Watch it now on Disney Plus.
Good plug. Good plug.
This is better than your written stand-up.
You know, I am here in a turkey suit. You could just, you know, play along, Eric. All right. And by the way, look out for the Thanksgiving Red State, Blue State Thanksgiving side plate home edition.
Coming to Target exclusively.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. So do y'all want to buzz in or do I just want to like...
We'll say our names.
Okay. Yeah. So, first off, first to go, side salad.
Side salad.
Eric.
All right. Is this a blue state or red state?
A blue state.
Correct.
Wow.
Now, for a 1 point bonus, name the state.
I don't know, California.
Wrong.
Wow.
Do we want to maybe give it to where one of y'all can guess the state?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, then that's Eric gets 1 point. And
what was the state?
The state was Maine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nobody would have got that. Side that's great. Salad.
All right. Yeah. And according to this map, it was the only green vegetable in the whole United States that people said was their favorite side.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now let's see. We're going to guess, or we're going to ask, deviled eggs.
Spider.
Is this a red state or blue state?
I'm going red state.
Correct.
Wow.
Now, for a 1 point bonus, can you name the state?
Mississippi.
Wrong. I'll give you a hint. It's where our future ex-vice president is from.
I don't know where he's from.
Well, Indiana.
Okay.
So, all right. So we got 1-1 for Eric and Spider the DJ.
I'm so slow because I forgot what we were supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So now I'm with it. I got it.
All right. All right. Good deal. All right. So now your side item is biscuits.
Michael.
All right. Is this a red state or blue state?
Red state.
Wrong.
Oh.
All right, and so it is a blue state, and that happens to be from where everything is legal, Oregon.
Really? Oh, wow, huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. All righty. Now, your next side item is white gravy.
Michael.
Is this a red state or blue state?
Red state.
Correct.
Yes, thank you.
Now,
finally,
for that 1 point bonus. Where is white gravy the most popular side item during Thanksgiving?
What state Kentucky. Has the fattest people?
Wrong. I have a feeling nobody's going to get a bonus, but that would be Arkansas.
Oh, I could have got that.
And I just want to say,
you know what? I would think Arkansas would be more of a brown gravy state.
See, I would have guessed Marlboro Reds.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one too.
But yeah, but also. Thank you, audience. I'll be here all week. Try the veal. Also, white gravy at Thanksgiving. Does that not freak anybody else out? But
yeah,
me?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Now it's going to get a little bit harder and a little bit more interesting.
Oh.
Hash brown casserole.
Spider.
Is this a red state or blue?
I'm going red with that one.
Correct. Now, can you guess the red state?
Idaho.
Ooh, wrong. You got to think that Idaho is where potatoes are from.
And right.
So that would be Alaska.
Oh.
Oh, that's.
Do they have Thanksgiving in Alaska?
Apparently they eat hash brown casserole.
Did Columbus land in Alaska?
No.
Oh. Oh, was it a Columbus? It wasn't. It was the who is it?
The Russians?
The Mennonites. Who are the pilgrims?
No. You're all over the map and all over
the
history.
Mayflower.
Scientologists.
Scientologists.
All right. Let's see. We're going to move on to, let's go back to gravy.
All right.
With
Eric's favorite subject.
With brown gravy.
Ah.
Oh, Eric.
Eric, is this a red state or a blue state?
Was it red state?
Correct. Now, for that all important 1 point bonus, name that red state.
I don't know, Texas?
Wrong. That would be Wyoming.
Okay. I've always liked Wyoming.
Yeah?
And now that I know that they like brown gravy instead of white gravy, I like them even more.
Are you a gravy racist?
Yes.
He's a gravest.
Gravest.
Yeah.
A gracist. All right. Continuing on with the theme of gravy, can someone tell me where turkey gravy is the most important side item?
Spider.
Red state or blue state, Spider?
Blue state.
Ooh, correct. Now, can you name that blue state?
I have no idea. Let's throw out Washington.
Ooh. I'd like to say you're close, but you're wrong, sir. That would be Hawaii.
What?
What was that again? Turkey gravy?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is some good stuff. Good stuff. Alrighty. Now, my personal favorite side item. Dressing. Is this a red state or blue state?
Michael.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go blue, Clark.
Wrong.
Oh.
Oh.
Dressing is the most popular side item in Alabama.
I'm surprised that's not a lot more states.
Well, we'll get there.
Oh, no.
We'll get there. All right, let's go back to one of probably my dad's favorite thing, because he ate it by the can, cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. I like cranberries. I don't know if I like cranberry sauce. Too tart.
So?
Spider.
Go ahead, sir.
Give me a red state.
Wrong.
Oh.
That is, in fact, a blue state. And that is the favorite side item of New Hampshire.
What were you saying, Eric?
I said Tarrant County.
It's almost a state. It's a state of its own. All right. Can we get a score update real quick?
Right now we have myself, Spider, with 3 points. Eric with 2 points. And MZ with a whopping 1 point.
That's right.
All right. And nobody has gotten
that
state.
No,
I should have put like a 5 point bonus on the state. All right. So you were asking me dressing, it'd be a lot more states. Well, what if I were to ask you what state's favorite side item is cornbread dressing?
Oh, Michael.
Go ahead, sir.
The red state.
Correct.
I mean, it's got to be. Cornbread. Georgia.
Oh, man. Wrong. That'd be Louisiana, sir.
Ah, that was my first pick.
All right.
I would have expected them to have some kind of seafood side item as the number one thing.
Yeah.
Like gumbo dressing.
Yeah. Gumbo dressing.
Crawfish dressing.
Right. Yeah. What's that stuff that looks like poop? You know what I'm talking about?
Etouffee?
That's it. Oh. Is that what it is? Like a big log? I've never had that before. My aunt brought it over a few months ago.
I said cornbread dressing, not corn in poop.
Oh. I got confused.
Which is actually,
I can't see you. That's why I'm confused.
Which is actually the second favorite side item of Louisiana.
But she goes, it's so good. Try this etouffee or whatever it is. And I open it up and I'm like, ooh. Like it looks authentic. It looks like something that I left in the toilet earlier. And but she goes, no, it's really good. What's in this? Oh, it's got all this giblets and whatever. And it didn't make it sound any better. But then I took a piece of it and it really is good.
Yeah, I feel like we should deduct a point for all that. All righty. So moving on. Your next side item is baked sweet potatoes.
Oh, Michael.
Go ahead, sir.
Red state.
Correct. And name that red state.
Mississippi.
Oh my God, he got it.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Hey, Michael pulls ahead, right?
Yeah.
All right. Good
Stop
job,
the
sir.
Game. No more questions.
Okay.
I'm proud to be the winner of this game. I gladly accept the winning nomination.
Well, sir, we have four more to go.
Oh.
Okay. So, your next side item is broccoli casserole.
Oh.
Spider.
Go ahead, sir.
Blue state.
Wrong.
Damn.
And that state would actually be Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds right, though.
I thought it would have been whiskey or bourbon. All right. Now, one of my favorite things, although not necessarily at Thanksgiving, but...
Love.
Oh.
Attention.
Well, that's any holiday.
Oh.
Could have been St. Swithin's Day or April Fool's Day. I'm not getting any love. Do you have, like, the audience saying, going, aw?
No, we just had them, we just had them laughing.
Well, that works, too.
That works. Perfectly well.
Let's laugh at the host and the turkey soup. All right. Crescent rolls. Is this a red state or a blue state?
Michael.
Go ahead, sir.
Blue state.
Wrong.
Ooh.
That is a red state. And that would be South Dakota. Okay. Now, it's coming down to the wire, gentlemen. Coming down. So I have cream corn.
Spider.
Go ahead, sir.
Give me a red state.
That is correct.
Give me Nebraska.
dude. So close. It was Kansas.
Oh, man.
But I believe that means you're tied now, right?
Correct.
Now, ooh, let me ask you this question before we continue. Has the votes in Kansas been certified? Do we know that that's a red state, blue state?
I went by the electoral map on this.
Okay, but has the count been completed? Because otherwise,
Kansas, yes.
It could be a toss-up.
I didn't have Georgia in here. I didn't have Nevada. I don't think I had Arizona.
Okay.
So
this is official.
Yeah.
I think it's been certified then.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure because we're even and I was winning.
Okay.
I won by a lot, actually.
Now, I think this one, if you really think about it, could be easy. But the next side item and final side item is corn.
Michael.
Go ahead, sir.
Red state.
Correct.
Idaho.
Wrong. It does start with an I.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah. Iowa. That's what I was thinking.
All right. Now, I kind of want to, let's see, that means Michael is our winner.
He
right?
is.
Oh, thank you.
But I kind of want to put this down for my bonus question. And if you get it completely right, out of all three of you.
You get the twerk?
You get a special private twerking video sent to me at your
via Cameo.
Yes,
Clark the turkey.
yeah my Cameo is usually $3 and the turkey suit bumps it up to $4, but I will send you a video for free of me twerking in the suit. So let's just say for and giggles we do the bonus round. Now the way this is going to work is that
we should come up with something else, like a little bit more Thanksgiving thing, like giblets and sweet corn.
Giblets and dressing.
Yeah, there you go.
Giblets and gravy. Just for giblets and gravy. I'm going to ask you the side item. You don't need to necessarily... I'll tell you whether it's a red state or blue state, but then you would guess, number one, how many states that it would be.
Oh, cool.
And then if you could name all the states, I would say you're clearly the winner. But this is going to go back to that dressing category where we actually are... What is the favorite side item... Or what states our favorite side item is stuffing? How many? Well, first of all, I'll just tell you, it's a blue state, or it's blue states. But tell me, who can guess how many states it is? And then let's just go with the number, and whoever gets the number right, then they can guess like which states they are. But how many states have stuffing as their favorite side item?
I'm going to go with like 37.
Jesus.
Okay.
I was thinking 8.
Okay.
I was thinking like 3.
For stuffing?
For stuffing.
I thought that would be like very traditional. Is it not?
Well, yeah, it is. But then you have the whole idea of stuffing versus dressing. And actually, by the way, it's mashed potatoes the most popular side item. I just couldn't fit that in the red state or blue state because it's a nonpartisan side item.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah.
But it would be a blue state. But out of the guesses, I would say spider is definitely closest. It was 6. There are 6 states. Could you name the 6? Let me. I want to see if you could name at least 4 of the 6 states.
I would throw California on there.
No.
Texas. Wait, you said all blue states?
Yeah, it's all blue.
Okay. New York.
That's one.
New Jersey.
That's 2.
Like that whole group up in there. Massachusetts.
That's 3.
New Hampshire. Wait, we already talked about that one, right? Vermont.
That's 4.
That's all I got.
Actually, well, he hit 4. The other 2 would be Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And
Drew's home state.
And Rhode Island.
Yeah, so it's all that whole grouping right there.
Yeah. Where they all think the same politically, and they all eat the same politically,
and
except
isn't
for Maine.
Where the Mayflower landed?
Yes, yes. In fact, the Mayflower, it was, I heard that one time they developed a hole in the hull of the ship.
Uh-huh.
They sealed it up with stuffing.
Oh.
And by the way, stuffing is disgusting, all right?
So let me ask you this. And this, I feel like a complete noob, a Thanksgiving noob. But what's the difference between dressing and stuffing?
So
I thought it was the same thing. Maybe that's what you know how down here in the South we call everything like by one name, like soda is all Coke here.
Right.
You know what I mean? What kind of Coke do you want? I want a Red Bull. So I, when I think of dressing,
I usually say fish scale, but
yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get that joke.
No, I So the difference between dressing and stuffing is dressing is just, it's cooked, all right, in a pan, and you eat it. Like, you eat it out of the pan, whereas stuffing is what you would cook
in the turkey. Right.
And stuffing is disgusting.
Can't you make stuffing dressing? Or dressing stuffing?
See, you're not listening to the dude's story. You're not listening to the turkey story. So you have dressing that is baked in a pan right. by itself. So yeah. if I made mashed potatoes in a pan on top of the stove,
yeah.
that's mashed potatoes.
Right.
But what I would be doing, like if you had stuffed mashed potatoes or a turkey stuffed with mashed potatoes, you would be taking that mashed potato and stuffing it up the bird while the bird cooks.
Right.
So there's a
but it's the same ingredients.
It's the same ingredients, but there's a different, that's basically like the difference between,
one's more mushier.
Yeah. It's kind of like barrel aging the yeah. dressing. And it's
that's okay. I get it.
It's disgusting.
It's just a different, yeah.
It's drier.
It's got juices, like the turkey juices.
Yeah. It's drier. It's just disgusting.
Okay. So. That's what I always thought. I'm like, am I way far off? Well, is it something totally different?
Well, you got to think about what that dressing is touching while it's making.
I'm going to devour this turkey anyway.
Yeah.
And half the stuff, the innards are going to be in some sort of gravy.
Right.
So I'm going to eat it no matter what. So it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
I'm going to eat it. That's all I got to say about that.
So who's our winner?
Well, Spider
Mike,
won.
Mike was.
I won the Red State Blue State
game. Right.
Spider won the Snyder Cut version.
Well, you know what? Y'all can both be the winners while Eric's the loser.
He just wanted to get that shot in.
Well, it's also poignant because I didn't bring a damn prize. So there you go.
You are the prize.
I am. Oh. Now here's your prize. Here's some more of your prize.
I can't see it, but I'm sure it's great.
You have a camera in there, don't you?
Before you go off the mic as a turkey, you have to say the line from a WAP. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside me.
Gobble me, swallow me. What was the rest of it?
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me.
All right. Well, you have just gotten done playing Red State, Blue State, Thanksgiving side plate. I'm Clark, and you better gobble me, swallow me, and let me drip down side of you or whatever the hell she says. Either way, thank you for playing.
That was a good game. You did well, Clark.
It was good.
They're in the middle of transitioning him back to the table here, so I'll talk to you, Eric.
Okay.
All that food talk actually made me really hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about all the holiday food, Thanksgiving food.
I know. I'm very excited about
it. The stuffing and the dressing, I actually agree with you, Michael. It's kind of the same thing because, like, you would put, like, broth into dressing and the stuffing is just being baked into all the juices that you probably put into dressing anyways.
Right. So it's the same thing. I get it. It's a different texture. It's a different, you know, one's drier and one's a little bit more slimier, but it essentially is the same thing. That's why I was confused. I'm like, what?
Well, that kind of plays into how geographic everything is. Like I should send you the map, but so where stuffing basically occupies the whole Northeast, except for side salad with those weirdos in Maine, which I just have to think, like, are there kids that are getting excited to go to grandma's house? Cause it's like, ooh, turkey and side salad. I mean, you can get that at a damn salad bar.
Yeah. You get that with a Wendy's burger.
Right. Exactly. But then if you look at the coastal Southeast, it's macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
But like the Southeast was so politically like different.
Yeah.
I couldn't say whether it was a red state or blue state. But then again, when you look at the map, mashed potatoes is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's most popular in California. It's most popular in Montana, in Idaho.
What was Texas?
Texas was, I think it was mashed potatoes.
That sounds right.
If it wasn't mashed potatoes, oh no, it was green bean casserole. That was another one.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but that was another one I couldn't do because green bean casserole was another bipartisan side item.
Well, it's too bad Eric's not here because Christmas came early this year.
Oh, no.
And the whole studio's decorated with Christmas, and Spider, like, literally the day after I put it up, was already complaining about it, sending me texts. But there's a story to it. There's a reason why. First off, we only put it up a week early than we normally do. We usually do it the weekend of Thanksgiving. So I was trying to think of what we needed and was trying to plan it out. And then I started thinking, where is all this Christmas stuff at? Where did I put it? Because it's not in the studio.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
So I started to retrace my steps, and we took it out at the beginning of this year. And I remember coming in with a big black trash bag, like Santa, putting everything in the bag. But then where did I put it? Turns out I put it in the back of my trunk, and I was going to find a place for it. But then COVID hit and disrupted my whole thing.
So it's been in your trunk
this whole time. It's been in my trunk all year. So I got up here the other day, and I didn't have a whole lot to do. I was waiting on somebody. And so I went downstairs to see if it was still in my trunk, and there it was. So I brought it up. And we're also, because of COVID, we're not going to be here as much as we normally would. So I figured we'd start a week early so we can enjoy, because it looks really good when the Christmas decorations are up.
It does.
So I figured we can enjoy it a little bit more, or about the same amount, if we started a little bit early, since we're kind of rotating in and out of the studio. So that's the story behind it.
Yeah, I just did not want to see Christmas decorations when I walked in here the other day. I'm like, man, we haven't even made it to Thanksgiving yet, and we're already decorated.
We may not even make it to Thanksgiving. No kidding. Any of us can die at any moment. So we don't even know if we'll make it to Christmas. That's the other reason why I put it up, because if I die before Christmas, at least I got to enjoy some Christmas decorations. But have you noticed, like, half the stockings and those trees are all smashed?
It all works, at least.
Yeah. Next week, we're on break because of Thanksgiving. We're going to enjoy our time off. But after that, when we come back, we're having the voice of your childhood, Rob Paulson, on. He's the voice of Yakko, Carl Weezer from Jimmy Neutron, Pinky from Pinky and the Brain. And he's going to be talking about the new Animaniac series that just launched this week. And actually, we have a section, because I interviewed him just a few days ago. It's been, you know, it's going to be a pre-recorded deal. But we have the Animaniac section. We're really talking about that and kind of time-sensitive events on the website right now. So if you want to get a sneak peek, you can go to mznow.tv and listen to the interview, and definitely watch it on Hulu, because it's so great. Like, it can't be any more perfect, is what I'm saying.
Right on.
The Animaniacs reboot. So definitely check that out. And then when we come back, we'll play the Michael cut, the extended cut, if you will, that adds an extra 2 minutes to the interview.
Yes.
Wow.
We're doing a whole bunch of reshoots. It's going to cost $10 million to redo this Rob Paulson interview that we're going to replay for you. When we come back from Thanksgiving, but it's going to be worth it. We'll put some of this Red State, Blue State up on the website this week so you can enjoy it. Hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Hope no one dies. Make sure you wear your mask. Am I forgetting anything? Let me see here.
Stay off those scooters.
Don't go on any scooters. Let's see. A lot of this stuff we're going to save for when we come back, because we're not going to have anything. Because I'm not going to work during this weekend. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, how's that any different from any other weekend?
It's not. I'm going to enjoy my 3 PlayStation 5s.
Oh, yeah.
And my Xbox. I'm going to scalp them.
You need to...
I'm going
to
sit there and bathe myself in the thousands of dollars.
You need to...
I'm going to be like Scrooge McDuck this weekend.
You need to get 2 more televisions.
Oh, my gosh.
And get 2 more PlayStation online profiles and just sit and play with yourself.
I do that already.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even need a PlayStation for that.
That's what Clark does, play with himself.
Oh.
And with that, we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/mznow.